Shanti. Dear Gopi Ben, welcome. You know who is it? You know Gopi Ben? She's very famous now, Yagya, because she came to Baba when she was 8 years old, and she received this first experience. And more than 40 years she practiced this knowledge and gave course, and she's very talented and very creative person. And she is citizen of the UK, but Oma Duban, Gopi Ben. Okay, she is really like citizen of this world. Yeah, and, she has root in Africa, I know, in Europe and India also. Therefore, she combined their East wisdom, spiritual wisdom, with education of Western and culture, Western culture. Therefore, she led many programs, leads many programs for youth, for women, for political, for some social people, And we are so asked here, please help us, because design team for this double foreigners program create this special journal. And she is masters of the journals, I know. And we asked her, please help us and all of this group to use this journal. Yeah. Therefore, you can take this journal here, everyone. Yeah. This is for you. And also pens, if you haven't, you can take here. But firstly, please, I think you are looking a little bit tight. Tight? Sit. Please, stand up. Little bit movie, okay? And we are starting.
Om Shanti and good morning. It is supposed to get warmer, but it's getting colder. And we don't know why. I just arrived from a place in Maharashtra. It took a whole day of traveling yesterday, and they had built a farm. The name is Jalgaon, and they built a retreat center on a farm. So the weather was gorgeous, and for the first time I could sleep without freezing to death. And so 4 or 5 days there, and then coming here last night, and the fingers started to freeze and the toes started to freeze. So I said to Baba, please, your children are coming. I know that the cold is very good for tapasya. It's like enforced introversion, isn't it? Because you can't move much, so you have to sit with yourself and go inside. So, you know this whole theme of the season, being a bestower. It has so many layers, and there'll be a few pieces we take up from this journal for some time to kind of write together. But we spend a lot of our Brahmin life building capacity and serving. It goes hand in hand. I remember in the earlier Murlis, the Avyakt Murlis, when, there was a course of renunciation in the early 80s, late 70s, Baba talking a lot about tapasya. And then probably the early 90s, Baba started to change his tune. And that's when the idea of becoming a master bestower emerged as a form of tapasya. A master bestower, bestower of blessings. And Baba very clearly during that time had shared, children, it's when you give and when you keep giving that even the weaknesses will finish. So the form of tapasya in the early days was very much go sit isolated. All right? Go into yourself. Yes, that was necessary for the connection, for tasting Baba, and reflection, tapasya, exploration. And then suddenly, Baba says, this is the new form of tapasya, is to become a constant donor. Now, I ask myself the question, what was the significance of this tapasya? And what was the significance of this direction according to the time then? And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that service abroad and in Bharat in the 80s and 90s was exploding. Right? Practically that was happening. The situation in the world was getting not so. I mean, not that the environment has been getting more positive. It hasn't. And I think there's something about the attention that we keep to being Baba's helper that allows us to do both things at the same time. Remember Baba and to serve. I'm Baba's helper. And that's where this journal starts from. So I want us to go to page 6 of this journal. And I'm just going to read the first extract out. Bab Dada is always very pleased to see his cooperative and easy yogi children who are called godly helpers. A godly helper is one who always remains engaged in the task, that is, in the service that God the Father has given him. The way to have remembrance easily is to constantly consider yourself to be a helper of God. Now I'm going to leave you with the rest, to read the rest by yourself. But together with this, and you're going to have about 7 minutes, okay? No more. Why? Because if what you have to say doesn't come out in the first 2 or 3 minutes, then what you're writing is just a lot of stuff. We have to get to the point here on issues. So what I would suggest is you read the rest of the avyakta extracts, and then this is the question I'd like you to write on, which is, and this is in relation to your own Brahmin life, in your own life. What is the difference? What is the difference? So make a note of it at the bottom here. Put your question down here. Okay. What is the difference between helping, serving, and donating? What is the difference between helping, serving, and donating? And that's the first question I'd like you to start with, after you've read what you need to read. Okay? And the second question, what are the signs when you are truly helping Baba? When you are being Baba's helper, what are the signs when you're truly being Baba's helper, and what are the signs when you're following your own ideas in service? What are the signs when you're truly being Baba's helper? And what are the signs when you're following your own ideas in service? Okay? Everybody got something? Yeah? Okay. So what would you like to do? Would you just like to have some popcorn sharing? Or would you like to share in pairs? Do you want to share popcorn out? Or would you prefer smaller group? Tell me your preference. Do you want to start in pairs? Who'd like to start in pairs? Okay. And popcorn? Okay, so we've got more for pairs than popcorn, sorry. Okay, so get into pairs. Person next to you. And maybe brother in that corner? Who's that brother? You're a DF? Sorry? Okay. Oh, he's a Sevadari. Okay, fine. Okay, maybe you want to come to the front with Arnold? Okay, so just get into pairs, and I just want you to very quickly give each other 2 minutes to debrief on your questions, okay? And then we can see what's come out of it. Ah, there's over there. You can share all the questions. You also share? On all 3 questions you've shared already. Good. Okay, you have 1 more minute. Okay. Let's just pause it there. This felt like an important question, didn't it? I think as you started writing, I could feel something. We're kind of going into something that's quite important for the souls at this time. So from your pair, I want a very simple definition of helping, serving, and donating. Who's going to start first? Yes. Start. Well, I mean, you can just, they can hear you, I think. Oh, he needs a mic because of translation, they can't hear. So take the mic. Yeah. Yeah. So give us an essenceful definition.
Om Shanti. The definition that we came up with was helping means to, you are given a task and then you try to help in that task to achieve that task. Like you are not the key player. You are helping there. So when it comes to like we are Baba's helpers in fulfilling a certain task. But when it comes to serving, that means you are given the task and you are on your own. Like you are being given walk from here to there, like that means you walk on like on your own, like now. You are walking and you are doing that service now. Like as an example, like serving. When it comes to donating, that means you are given you have acquired or accumulated a certain wealth, it could be treasures, it could be knowledge, that you donate to another person, that what you have only you can donate. So you have to have that thing. That is on the question number 1. When it come to question number 2. It is, there's only a key word which differentiate between the whether you are truly a Baba's helper versus whether you are following your own directions. That means you are one. It's as a truly a Baba's helper means you don't not labor. The other one, you labor. That's the key difference.
One, you what? Label.
Labor.
Uh-huh.
Other one, you do not labor.
When you say label, what do you mean?
Labor means you, it's a...
Oh, labor. Yeah, oh, okay, labor. Yeah, labor, I thought, yeah. I heard label. Okay.
Not label, labor.
Labor, right. Okay, so when you... Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay. When you're Baba's helper, you don't labor, right? Okay. Somebody else is in charge. And when you're not, then you labor. Yes. If you can stand up. Yeah, please stand up. And then the sister over there afterwards. So just give us an essential summary.
Okay. Om Shanti. I think the difference between God helper and serving, God helper, it's something incognito, something between you and Baba, when you consider yourself God helper. Then you have to prove it by serving. You will do something, everybody can see it. It's like organizing retreats, giving lectures, and donation, I think everybody can do it, BK or non-BK, like donating money. And it is also donating, it might be cognito and incognito, like donating your time for Baba. It is something incognito. And yeah, but helper and serving, this is only mainly for BK. But donating, I think everybody can do it, not only the BK. Om Shanti.
Sorry, one at the back, the lady with the, and then here, and then you. Okay.
Om Shanti. For me, what I understand, helping Baba means helping both mean if the main player is someone else, and the other person is helping. Helping mean. In such a way that the main person, as I'll say, Baba is the main, Karan Kramanhar, and we are the helper. But Baba has given us opportunity, but to do, as you are my helper, do the things the way I told you. And the second is serving. Serving means total servant. I'm the servant to Baba. Only I have to follow totally the direction as Baba said, as and when Baba said, know my own thing. And donating, I can only donate those things which is mine. I can't donate things which are someone else. So for donating anything, those things must be belong to me. And the second question is, what are the signs that whether we are helping Baba or not? Very clear, when I know Baba is Karan Kramanhar, know nothing me and mine, I'm totally doing what Baba is say, detached. Done, do your karmas and be the detached observer thereafter. And one, I think when I follow my own ideas in serving or doing something, that my attachment of me and mine is very deep. I think this is my idea, and then that follows by hurt, and depression, down, ego, and so many things come between that. Thank you.
Can you give the mic up to the front? So can I ask you to be a little bit more essenceful? So we here, up to the front here. The front, sister.
Om Shanti Gopi Didi. The answer to first question is what I thought was, helping could be a very limited effort. Choice, you want to help, okay, let me go and help, I'm given the task. And it could be even sometimes for generating some income in the other Laukik world. And serving is with heart, seva bhav, making yourself just the instrument, not wanting anything in return, and it earns blessings as well when you do it with heart. And then donating is always a part of your own accumulation. And you have a choice. You want to do it, you don't want to do it. Serving is like just selfless. Okay. And the question to answer to second question is, when we follow Baba's Shrimat and we follow Brahma Baba in our life, that I think is a sign when we are true helpers. No expectations in return. But when we are having our own ideas, at that time, other might not like it, but we still want some appreciation from the family, from the seniors, from anybody. And we might have some expectations of phal ki icha, like in Gita they say. But in first case, there's nothing, no expectation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. This pair wanted to share something? Yeah. So share something that hasn't already been shared, yeah. Okay?
Very quickly, a sensible definition of helping is, I'm a yogi, easy yogi, by staying in constant remembrance of Baba, I'm spreading peace to the whole world. That is also considered like Mansa Seva, I'm spreading peace vibration. And helping, that is the helping, and serving is serving through the mind, words, thoughts, deeds, relationship and connections. It's connecting with the first one. And donating is, I'm donating virtues. Although I see weaknesses of others, I still have to donate virtues that is full of blessings, connection with good wishes and pure feelings as well. So we have to be bestower of blessings. And coming to the idea, my own idea of doing service is, everywhere I go physically, I bring brochures, Baba's brochures, and just give it to the souls, you know, in the car, in the train, in the flight, whatever, as much as I can, just check their pulse and just spread this physically.
Thank
and
you.
Of course, mentally the rest. Thank you.
Anybody from this side? Yes or no?
The first question I came up with, that it's a difference in focus, in the sense that when I'm helping, I'm focused on the one who I'm helping. What help does he want? Or if I'm helping Baba, I have to see what help does Baba need. When I'm serving, I focus on the one I'm serve. What does this person himself needs? Or the world, what does the world need? When I'm donating, I'm just sharing something which I have, which is much more general, not so much focused on someone.
Mm. Okay, thank you. And what about the signs of being...
There are so many signs.
Oh,
one of the signs is that I'm not doing something new.
You're not
when
doing...
I'm,
oh,
when
okay.
I'm really doing something according to Baba's plan, then I'm doing something new. Then it's definitely something which is new for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. One last one? Yeah.
Okay. My definitions were... donating is giving what is yours. That means time, money, love, virtues, powers. Serving is doing something for God in the way God wants it done, with no concern for the outcome. And then helping, I put the same as serving. And then when I really looked at those definitions, yeah, I felt that all three were the same.
All right.
And my brother here, his differences were that serving was related to more spiritual matters, related to sending good wishes, that sort of thing. And then we also discussed that the definition really depends on the words around it, the context, and that could change the definition a little bit. So these words, the meaning could be far apart, or it could be very similar depending on the context.
Mm.
And then on the other question, for signs when we're truly Baba's helper, we had things like it's enjoyable, easy, feels right, it flows, we're content, selfless and soul conscious, and when we're following our own ideas, the sort of opposite to that, not as enjoyable, harder, doesn't flow, you use trial and error. You know, you bump into an obstacle, you try something else,
yeah,
and your desire for recognition and your embodied conscious.
Mm. Right.
Anybody else that has something burning to add to the pot before we move on? I can't see very well today, unfortunately. Okay, we have a hand at the back there, and then one hand on this corner, and that will, we're going to pause, and then we'll move forward.
Okay.
This is a very important topic.
Okay, the first one is love is love, and serving is serving. So it's more of how the other person, the other soul accepts it. But service, you know, donation, and it's all the same. Then the second one is, how do you know when you're interfering? There's an opera called La Forza del Destino, which is the force of destiny. When you start interfering with Baba's work, you can feel it. And when you think that you are doing something more than Baba, then you can really feel that that's what's happening.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
This side? That sister who raised her hand? Yeah. If we can just pass the mic along, pass the parcel.
Om Shanti. I just said in one line, helping is, we are in corporeal form, so we're helping in Baba, letting him use our body. So that is a true help, as he requires. And then serving is when we let Baba use our body, service happens automatically, so he uses wherever he needs to help his children. And then the donation is, because we are accumulating from Baba, we are full of stock, and we're just giving whatever we have, so we are never empty, because we are a master ocean. And then the second question was, when we are, the first part, when we are helping Baba, we are of course light, we are not sad. And things are done very easily, smoothly, so you don't need to plan. Most of the time, suddenly something happens and you perform action without any planning, and that you get success. Second one, when you are mixing your own manmat, you are heavy, you're expecting outcomes, and you are not happy with your outcome because you're expecting something.
Thank you. You want to add something?
Sure. The only thing I would add from this, I felt that helping, serving, donating was increasing levels of maturity and capacity. Helping was more whatever is needed in the moment, can be from anyone. Serving is really that becoming that sample. This is the conversation we had, becoming a sample. And fragrance of that is emanating. Mm. And then donating is where you really have awakened something that's within you, will awaken in others, a deeper donation, a capacity in them. So, and then difference between truly being a true helper versus self. The only other thing I would add is that there is success that comes out, ease and success in being a true helper versus they're feeling like there is some sort of obstacle that shows up.
You know why I feel this is a very important distinction to make? So that we can maintain integrity in Brahmin life. And when I just came from a place where I met one of the senior, well, she had invited me. She was one of the sub-zone in charges. And she is so innocent. She's like a child. And she's been like that all her life. And she's almost 80. But you look into her eyes and they're like bright, sparkling stars. Like a child. She'll greet you like a child. She'll give you a relief. She'll feed you like a child. And I said, you've been through so much. You know, she's been through severe illness, she's been through opposition, she's been, you know, and she has about 15 centers or 20 centers under her. You know, people don't listen to her, people have sidelined her because they think she's too innocent, she can't cope. I said, how have you come to this point where you've kept your innocence without it being tainted by stuff? And she said, it's really simple, because I forget everything. And you know, then it made me think that this word in Hindi, bhola, in innocence, we say bholanath, the Lord of Innocence, actually is synonymous with the word bhulna, which means to forget. And you know, I was watching her for the last 4 or 5 days. Truly, it was like that. You know, she would just, we'd have a session, and she'd have forgotten, and then she'd be wandering off in the kitchen. She'd want to make me food. I'm like, you don't need to make me food. The sisters can do that. But it's like she was just in the moment, in the purity of that innocence. And I think, how have you survived in this world being like this? So I said to her, I asked her, what have you not been tainted by sorrow or pain? And she responded by saying, because sorrow in Hindi is dukh and pain is dard. And she said, you have to forget dukh and you have to tolerate dard. It was just such a simple line, because pain is a product of a breakdown of an ideology, a breakdown of a belief, a breakdown of some form of subtle ego that's linked to your own, you know, perceptions of things. And then sorrow is some form of attachment, a desire. She says you have to forget that and you have to tolerate the pain. The pain is inevitable, because either you break it down yourself, you become nirsankalp, you know? How do you say nirsankalp? Free from all thoughts. You're not even holding a perception of how something should be. Right? When you break that down by yourself, then a person and drama won't need to help you. But if you don't break that down yourself, then somebody or something's going to help you. And it was very interesting in all of that, as I was reflecting on that and reading this Murli, it came down to a very simple definition of helping Baba, which means helping his task. Right? And that has a methodology. You know, when you're helping somebody, you ask them what should be done first. Yeah? You ask, what would you like to do? And how would you like to do? And where would you like me to be? You don't use your own intellect, but you completely follow their approach. So you take a back seat when you're helping. Very simple. What would you like me to do? How would you like it done? And where would you like me to be in this process? And it's very liberating to help Baba. Now, of course, you know, I'm just giving you a basic example. I get so many invitations to go everywhere. And yet, I'm just very much aware that if I'm Baba's helper, then it's so important for me to consult. I can't consult Baba. He's not physically here, but I can consult Baba's main instruments, right? I'm receiving this, 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 this. What do you feel? What's useful? How would you like? I may have my own ideas of how to handle something. What's your suggestion first? And there's something about helping Baba that brings deep humility, which is really the basis, I feel, for serving. So helping Baba and then serving souls. And when you were talking about focus, when we're serving, I remembered one of Baba's statements when Baba said, people before matter. Right? So when we're serving souls, you're bringing your qualities to something, right? You're handling something peacefully. You're handling something with love. You're handling something patiently. And that's what allows. Now, sometimes these two get mixed up. Because you can serve for Baba and help souls. What does that mean? You know how when we get into the business of helping souls, you can easily cross a line to start rescuing souls. Which means entering their karmic pickle. Trying to rescue them from their karmic accounts. And nobody's given us permission to do that. Right? You lose your position of being Baba's helper and his task, and you end up trying to rescue somebody out of their karmic account. And the funny thing is, the more you help people, they don't see that help. You know, people often say, oh, I helped them so much, but doesn't appreciate me. Because actually they don't want your help. They want to get on with their own life. They just want power from you. They just want an experience from you. They want to feel supported by love. They know what they want to do. They don't want you to tell them what to do. So the focus on serving souls was important, and really in that place you're also taking a bit of a back seat, but it's a little more proactive, like in terms of your intellect. The first stage of helping Baba, intellect is on pause. The second step, you're listening, serving souls, you're listening. And I remember a brother had come to Daddy and he wanted to build a retreat center for brothers. And it was a long-winded idea with lots of requests and lots of demands. And you know, he started, and I was translating for Daddy. And I was thinking, oh, that's a lot of requests, you know. And anyway, I stopped my intellect because I thought, that's not right. I'm just a translator. But then halfway through, Sister Jenty came in. And she saw that this brother was taking a lot of time from Daddy. So she picked up the mic and she said, Daddy, you know, he's already told me about this, but I'm not sure. And Daddy went, shush. Can't you see what Daddy's doing? Daddy is making the soul content. And I realized where she was sitting in here. She wasn't just listening to his ideas. But there was a bhavna coming from that soul, and she was listening and accepting that bhavna. And it was like doing the underground work of just making that soul content. Right? Which leads me to the third thing of donation. Donation, when Baba talks about donation, it's a virtue. And it is a more proactive step. Where, you know, even if it's simple, let's say somebody has made a mistake. And I'll give you a very clear example. We were in Paris for this very big program for Sister Jenty. And the day of the program, there'd been this contact soul who'd come close, and she was attending Murli in class and everything. And then one morning, somebody told her to move, because she was sitting on the brother's side, to move to the sister's side. So the next morning, I didn't know all this. She just said, can you explain to me, please, why is it, if you're practicing soul consciousness and equality, that you're separating brothers and sisters? So, you know, I'm starting with my explanation, you know, and yes, you know, it's an aspect of purity, it's an aspect of, you know, separation of study, and also traditionally, but there was something in her that just kept pursuing that same question. And I said, has anything happened? And she said, yes. That brother over there, today, he very rudely told me to move. I thought, okay, I get what. She got hurt because of someone's behavior. The issue wasn't the brother-sister thing. But in that moment, I just looked at her and I said, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry on behalf of that brother. That should not have happened. I think there's a more polite way of asking somebody to move. And you know, the moment I said, I'm sorry, she just went, oh, thank you. That was it.
And I thought, oh, right, that was the issue. It had nothing to do with the brother-sister thing. And you see what happens when people have pain, they go straight to their heads and get intellectual, right? They try to reason and rationalize the current scenario. But when you get down to it, oh, I had pain. He didn't say, I'm really sorry. That was it. It was a blessing that Avyakt Baba gave Daddy Janki. You are the one that donates virtues. And you saw it in Daddy's very practical form. You know, she would always be concerned if somebody was comfortable. Make sure they were comfortable, make sure they had something. Respect. You know? And I think the virtue, when it takes on a practical expression, you fill a gap. So you don't expect. You just fill a gap with your virtue. And something levels out in the drama. Something finds its balance. And then I added a fourth one. Bestower. What are you doing when you're bestowing? You're bestowing happiness. You're being happy. Baba's very clear. Master bestower of happiness. You're being happy and making others happy, keeping people light, away from their remembrance and addiction to their sorrows. You know, uplifting people. I mean, this is a full-time job, right? You're helping Baba, you're serving souls, donating virtues, and bestowing happiness. Now, what else have you got time for? Not much. And just on the second question, one of the things, and I think when you were talking about Karan Karavanhar Baba, that when you really accept and you start to see that it's Karan Karavanhar Baba doing everything, then your intellect doesn't work. But if you can't see Karan Karavanhar Baba and how he's working, then the fear of it going wrong takes over. Right? Well, something's going to spoil. We have to do something. And it's quite a fine thing to track this. Because I remember very early on saying to Daddy, you keep saying, can't you see Baba's doing everything? I can't see that. I can only see I'm doing everything. And I think that's where this word labor comes in. You know, when you're... And I think we labor in the initial days because we're building capacity. We don't know how to do something. So we're having to work it out, right? Following Srimad. What are his directions, how to do something? But after some time, when you've worked it out, then it's you have to kind of step back and go, watch. Where is Baba doing something? It's very interesting because internally, you don't need any validation. When it's your own idea, you need validation. That, and because you need validation, you're uncertain whether what you're doing is right or not. It's a very subtle thing. So, yeah, this is an interesting, this is more we can explore more, we don't have much time, but this is important because sometimes in the name of service, ego uses the name of service to get its job done. Yeah, it just finds its way in. People say Baba, Baba, Baba and have a different agenda. Right? Gosh, being in India has made me learn many, many, many things. And you know, when you're coordinating a project, right, that I have no knowledge of, I'm helping Baba. Yeah, Baba's the coordinator. Baba's got a plan. I have to listen and I have to trust that. And then you're working with souls of different capacities. So you have to bring to the table qualities of respect and patience and love. And then when they don't do what they're supposed to do, you fill the gap. Right? You've had a conversation yesterday, they forget it, so you have another conversation again today. So it's quite something to build this capacity to be a true bestower. Right,
Can we just fast forward to the page number 11, please? And I want you to look at the bottom. Baba's spoken a lot about Khuda Dost. This is perhaps one of the most important relationships in Brahmin life. When Daddy Jenki started her Brahmin life, she was afraid to go near Sakar Baba. And it was Didi, Manmohini Didi, that helped Daddy to make Baba her friend. Right? Because so many of us, because we've messed up power and our own self-respect, we have issues with authority. And yet, when you make God your friend, you can be a friend to everyone. Right? So, but what I was curious about was what the last two lines at the bottom of page 11, I'm going to read it out. And Baba's saying, whatever weakness I see in whoever's life, I am removing that. Just as I used to carry out this task in the corporeal form, I am doing the same task in the avyakt form. So when you go back, ask the children, do you children have the feeling throughout the day that Baba is decorating you? Children who are yog-yukt will have the feeling that Baba is now talking to them and decorating them. The children who are in the avyakt form have the experience that Baba is meeting them in the subtle region and playing with them. So question. Write your question down at the bottom of page 12. In your Brahmin life, what has been your experience of Baba removing your weaknesses? In your Brahmin life, what has been your experience of Baba removing your weakness? And of Baba decorating you? That's question one. And question two, Baba is Khuda Dost. Which area of your life have you still not allowed Khuda Dost into? Baba is Khuda Dost, the friend. Which area have you not allowed this friend into? Okay, so take 5 minutes. Okay, so wherever you are, just pause your pen. Is it okay with everyone if I take another 10 minutes? Yes. You okay with that? Okay, can I ask you in 3 minutes, with your pair again, just to debrief on these questions? And then we'll share after that as a group. Is that okay? So in your pair, just share what you've written on both of these questions. Your pair's disappeared. Inna, can you join her? Okay, okay. That's okay. She can share with her.
Question that emerges.
Nice. You can share that.
I'm asking. I don't know the answer.
That's good. No, but you can share it as a question. Okay. I think it's helpful. Okay. Was that revealing? Yeah? So, we're not going to go down the road of, answering and sharing from both questions like we did before, but what I'd just like to hear is a realization you've had as you've been answering these questions. Maybe a question emerged for you as well. You want to share what emerged for you? Someone else, maybe a realization emerged.
So the realization I had, it's when I'm courageous and honest and sincere that I really do feel Baba is removing the weaknesses. And the where the area that I'm not let him in is where I feel I have kind of a limited control capacity. And the question that emerged for me was, how is it that the relationship of curados helps in that area that we haven't yet brought him in?
Perhaps someone who hasn't spoken yet? Here, Niti Ben. Here, on the right, Niti Ben. I think maybe she can hear. Okay, try. If you stay peaceful, truth doesn't need to be proven. It reveals itself. And if you stay peaceful and calm, and you remain decorated. Anyone else? Any other realization? At the back? Yep, we're looking at you. Right. Okay. Well, just that they've been quite emotional talking to each other. And that the partners had a realization of needing to let go of retaliation and anger. And the wife is noticing this, right? Rage. Strong rage. Thank you for your honesty. It's funny, isn't it? How pockets of emotion open because it's only stored sorrow. Right? It's just sorrow that we are not conscious of, which then, when something's been triggered. And in that moment, I guess being yogyukt means the first place you take it to is Baba. Right? And I realized this difference between taking it to Baba and witnessing what's happening to you in front of Baba and letting it happen in front of Baba. Because he doesn't mind if you get angry. He doesn't mind if you have rage. He don't mind if you have lustful thoughts. It doesn't bother him. So whatever you have to let out, it has to be done in front of Baba. And that level of yogyukt connection, because you put Baba first, means that you'll just suddenly go, boop, or something else will come, or you'll realize, I can let that go actually. That's not such a big deal. Right? But when you let that out in front of a person, before letting it out in front of Baba, guess what happens? Oh dear, Baba becomes a detached observer. And it's like, okay, well you went there first, right? You spoke to that person about it first. You didn't come to me first. So it's okay. And you know what I really appreciate about Avyakt the Brahma is that he's doing this work on us. He says, when I see the weaknesses of the children, I'm trying to help them remove it. It's like, wow, somebody in your life is helping you remove something that you're not even conscious of. And just to close with, I'll share a little story on Daddy. Was that I'd taken Daddy for a walk one day, and I just said to Daddy, I thought I was being clever. I said, Daddy, tell me what my weakness is. And she stopped and looked at me, and she said, why should I do your work for you? I said, good point. Very good point. So then, you know, I was studying to be a lawyer, right? So, okay, we continue. We walk in silence, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to figure out what my weakness is. Ah, let me ask her. So about 5 minutes later, I said to Daddy, okay, if you don't want to tell me what my weakness is, then tell me, how do I discover my weakness? And Daddy gave a very beautiful answer. She said, sit in silence and see what it is that is still keeping you distant from Baba. Sit in silence and see what it is
that is still keeping you distant from Baba? I leave you with that. But thank you. 1 hour is gone and it hasn't felt like an hour, has it? Beautiful. Well, it'll be a different topic, but we're just kind of exploring. And these are important things we're tuning into. Well, I'm not sure about tomorrow, but they have a plan. So let's see what can emerge. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Om Shanti. I want to ask about tolerance. Is it that mean if you have power of tolerance that zero pain, or sometimes you have a pain, but that pain not stopping you from doing what you have to do?
I think you've answered your own question.
Sorry?
I think you've answered your own question.
Ah, so it's a second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you've answered your own question, yeah.
So there is pain. Yeah, and it's light pain.
I remember watching Dari Gulzar. The one day she had a fever of 104. Nilu Ben had told Daddy Jenki she's not coming. It was Baba's day. Daddy Jenki went to Daddy Gulzar. I don't know what she did to her. Next thing we know, 20 minutes later, they're both on the stage. Okay? And I usually go to meet, to see, and, you know, to be like the postman between both daddies. But that day, I wasn't very well. I had a chest infection. So I was sitting in the audience. I just went and sat quietly in yoga on the side somewhere. And the chariot, Daddy came on stage, sat down, Baba came, and it's coughing. And I was coughing. And it was like this thing going on between Baba and me. And then at one point, Baba said, the chariot is doing what it has to do, and Baba is doing what he has to do. And it was like a split second in that moment. It was like I received the control knob of the pain. I could control what I felt. And it's this sense of when you're tolerating, it's like the soul is doing what it has to do, the body's doing what it has to do. Right? But they don't, it doesn't become an obstacle for each other. Okay. Great. Thank you so much. That was a lovely session. I really enjoyed it. I learned some nice little gleanings. So let's have a moment with Baba.